We're going to do a warm-up activity. I know it's late in the evening.
Child Savers Director of Mental Health, John Richardson Love, stands before a group of teachers, social workers, foster parents, and other advocates. He asks them to raise one hand and point.
And the other hand, put up your thumb.
Then switch, switch again.
Then I want you to switch. Switch, switch.
This playful but challenging brain exercise sets the stage for an intensive training about trauma and how it affects neurodevelopment.
The first question that we try to answer with it is why trauma matters. What is the issue that we're trying to address by helping educate people about trauma and why it's important to know? The second issue is about how trauma affects the brain and behavior. And specifically when we're talking about kids, trauma affects the ability to learn in a school environment or anywhere else. And then we move into building resilience, both for individuals as well as resilient communities and systems and organizations.
Child Savers is part of the Greater Richmond Trauma-Informed Community Network. It's grown to 80 member agencies, including school districts, service providers, police and public defenders, nonprofits, and youth advocates. Greater Richmond SCAN, Stop Child Abuse Now, helped launch the initiative 5 years ago. Janine Harper is the organization's executive director.
The primary goal is to really create awareness around the impact of adverse childhood experiences, toxic stress and trauma, and then most importantly, help children, families, organizations, and ultimately our community boost resiliency.
Harper says they began by looking at national research, like the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, which links trauma to mental and physical health problems, at-risk behaviors, even early death. They examined the work being done in Walla Walla, Washington, by the Children's Resilience Initiative. They formed committees working on education, policy, the courts, and healthcare.
So we know there's a direct correlation now between experiencing violence as children and cardiovascular disease. Well, we should apply the same emphasis that we do to reducing cholesterol in terms of heart disease. We should apply that same emphasis with these adverse childhood experiences. So healthcare, it's our newest committee, and it will have representation from healthcare systems in our region, along with private practitioners and public health, and really, again, looking at the impact of social determinants on health, looking at how we can do a better job of treating conditions that people are presenting with in practices, but also look at what can we do to help prevent these adverse childhood experiences and ultimately impact both physical and mental health outcomes in a positive way.
Thousands of Virginians are trained each year in trauma-informed practices. Richardson Love covers the different types of trauma, including physical and sexual abuse, community and domestic violence, homelessness, and neglect. He discusses how toxic or prolonged stress affects the upstairs and downstairs brain, and how to detect when a child's in survival mode, choosing to fight, flight, or freeze.
So fight, flight, and freeze mode are good when I'm in moments of survival, but unfortunately, if I'm always in survival mode, if I don't have the ability to turn that off, which is the experience of someone who's experienced chronic toxic stress, they can't turn that off, and therefore they have that. They're always on point with that. And I don't need to be in fight, flight, or freeze mode when I'm interacting with my classroom teacher or my parent or trying to go to sleep at night. And unfortunately, the result of that is a lot of negative health effects.
One of the core components of trauma-informed care is responding to need rather than behavior and asking what happened to you rather than what's wrong with you.
That's been our main mantra for 5 years. Look at the behavior and the experience of this person in that trauma-informed lens and then act from that understanding.
After learning how trauma affects the brain and behavior, Richardson Love says people can design better responses and build resilience.
So teachers have the opportunity on a daily basis to have interventions with kids and students in their classroom in very meaningful ways. And when they are able to stop and look at the child who might have their head on their desk, or the child who's acting out in class, or the child who's just having a hard time focusing, and if they take a moment to stop and think, well, what might have happened to this kid? Imagine that if they ask that question and they find out that child's dad was taken off to jail 2 days ago, and he doesn't know he's ever going to see his dad again. or if that child's been sleeping in a car for the past 3 days and doesn't know when he's going to be able to sleep in a real bed again because they got kicked out of their apartment. We can have a whole lot more compassion and empathy for that child, and we can find ways to help support that child in their learning experience.
Child Savers has conducted more than 80 trauma and resilience workshops just in the last 10 months with educators, first responders, health agencies, even the Marine base at Quantico.
One training was for their child mental health staff, and they wanted to establish basic competencies on trauma and resilience, and then they requested to train the trainer so that they could develop local capacity to not just train Marine Corps staff there on the facility, but also train in the community there in that Northern Virginia area so that they could continue to create a trauma-informed community. More recently, in April of 2017, we were asked to come up at a sexual assault domestic violence awareness event, and they were bringing people in from multiple different facilities within the Marine Corps and wanted to create trauma-informed competencies in the people who are working with people who've been affected by sexual assault and domestic violence.
The Greater Richmond Trauma-Informed Community Network has helped other parts of the state with resources and training, including Petersburg, Hampton Roads, and Charlottesville. Harper and Richardson Love say becoming trauma-informed benefits every sector of the community.
While we want people to have empathy and to understand how impactful this is, you don't want to stay there. You really want to move to, so what can we do about it? And how can we work most collaboratively with people who are most impacted in the organizations that serve them? So at the end of the day, everybody has a chance at a full and meaningful life. Everybody does. And we really believe because of caring and science and this collective impact that everybody really can have that chance.
For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.